At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Broad's in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, shame on me. I'm an idiot. It's Wednesday. It was just 3:30. There was any time to do a Flyers in 50. Here's how I'll make it up, though.
Wow.
Here's how I'll make it up. What if I told you Friday, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, from 2 to 6, it's myself and Al Morgani. Now, if that's a way to make it up, I mean, 4 hours of breaking down Flyers puck. We just got the schedule release not too long ago. We can go WL. Ooh, they're going to Edmonton. Ooh, they got to go to Calgary. Ooh, they're going out to Alberta. That's a tough stretch for the orange and black. But then they come home and see Chicago. W. Do the whole thing, baby.
Yeah, puck it up.
Puck it up.
Feels good to hear that again.
Whew. I haven't heard that in a while.
Feels good to hear that again. Let me tell you, goosebumps. All this crap about the Sixers pissing me off. You hit that once and I'm thinking about dropping the mitts. Kidding me? All right, welcome back in. It's Broads. Did I say that? No clue. We're talking Sixers. Very aggravated because I'm going backwards in my stages of grief. There was a time where I just admitted this is who the Sixers were. And then I got hit with the news about Paul George, and now I'm broken again. And what I can't do is punt this season. I just can't punt it. I can't roll into another Sixer season and it be irrelevant. I got to be honest with you. When we had the years of Jimmy, J.J. Redick, and there was hope, of course, it didn't go as long as we wanted, right? We wanted the springtime to last longer and the playoffs to be a thing and a deep postseason run and an Eastern Conference final. And it never happened. But I miss the feeling of watching playoff basketball, possession by possession, slowed down half-court offenses, thinking they had a shot. Watching them play the Raptors and it go 7. Watching the confetti game. Was that Bellinelli? Right? I get it. It's not the highest bar. I want more. I'm aware of that. But the feeling of hope, the feeling of excitement, the opportunities that lie ahead, Embiid. I think a playoff band, Embiid, B, B, the Wells Fargo Center at the time erupts. You get the fire and the flames go. It's a packed arena every night. It was must watch. You had to be there. Sixers, Celtics.
T-shirts on the seats.
T-shirts on the seats.
Dude, the T-shirt with Dario.
The snake. The little Philly Unite. Hashtag Philly Unite got the snake. That, I need that again. I'm starving for that. I'm hungry. I need it. And it seems like they're so far away. But are they? I don't know. Is VJ and Maxie and McCain the next wave of this where it's not too far away? But you got to shed off the layers of Embiid and Paul George first? But how do you do that? Who's going to want that? Are you willing to give up pennies on the dollar to add by subtraction? I don't know. I don't know the fix, but I know I want it back. So I'm trying to figure out if my feelings are justified, if I should be in more apathy mode or not. It's a very conflicting day for my emotions. I'm a very emotional guy. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Angela in Malka Hill. Hello, Angela.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Talking about the Sixers and Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Okay. I am not angry, nor have I ever been angry with Joel Embiid. He has disappointed me too many times, but... my hope and devotion for him changed at the end of last year when he sat in the locker room and he talked to the reporters and he practically was in tears talking about how much he had dedicated to this city, what he sacrificed to play for the 76ers, what he sacrificed for the city of Philadelphia. And when he said that, my head almost exploded. And then to watch him go to the Olympics, he was not able to play for us hardly at all at the end of last season because he was injured. But then he was able to go to the Olympics because that was a goal for him, go to the Olympics, and he played. He didn't rest his knee. He didn't take care of his body. I mean, quite frankly, through the years, he hasn't really taken care of his body at all. Not the way that he should. A guy as big and as tall as he is should not have the amount of weight that he's had on his body. So when he sat there and he talked about what he sacrificed for this city, the fans have sacrificed for him. We have fought for him. We have stood up for him. We have tried to, you know, have compassion for the injuries that he's dealt with. Some of them not happened because he didn't take care of his body. Some of them were just flat out, you know, having an orbital bone broke in your face. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
But he frustrated me because it was like, Embiid, we have loved you through every trial you have put us through. And for you to sit there and say to us, I have sacrificed everything for you. And I'll give you the complete opposite on this. When the Phillies players, when Zach Wheeler was chosen to go play for the All-Star game, what did he choose to do for his family and for the city of Philadelphia? He decided not to go to the All-Star game for the benefit of his body, his team, and his family.
Listen, Angela, I appreciate. Yeah, listen, I appreciate your passion with it. Before I let you go, the side question: some what to look for parenting advice now that I'm a parent of two.
Well, that's a tough one for me because I was an only child, and then I only had one child.
Okay.
But now he has two daughters.
Okay.
And to kind of support what the guy said before about the siblings having a bond. One thing with them, with you have two girls and they have this bond that they grow up together. They have memories together. For me as an only child, growing up and losing both of my parents, it was tough being alone because you had no one to go through that with. So your daughters are going to have a wonderful bond. And no matter what life takes them through, young years, teenage years, adult years, they're always going to have each other to rely on. And that's a beautiful thing. It's something I always wish I had.
Angela, thank you so much for sharing that story, and appreciate your kind words and your passion towards the Sixers. And seriously, I really do appreciate you sharing the story there at the end. I think you're right. I have a brother, and we have a bond that you just almost can't even put into words, right? It's just, it's blood. It's just blood. It's there. It's thick. And that's the type of relationship that you just can't organically generate throughout anything else. So,
especially when they're close in age like that.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
That's a big thing. They're there for each other to stick up for each other. They'll be out.
And if I do the math right, and I'm not a big math guy, but Brooklyn was born in December, so that the late cutoff birthday thing, they may be very close since they might be going to high school together, one age difference. You know what I mean?
And that's big. It's
big. Because of the turnaround of the late December birthday and that whole thing. Not a big math guy, but I think there's something to that. So I don't remember exactly the timeline. I remember a lot of fans being upset with Embiid because of the way he mentioned what he did for this city. And if my memory serves me correctly, and I've been on the air saying this, and I know Marcus Hayes works here and he does the Inquirer as well, and if I remember correctly, if that was right around the time where the story was written about a family member and he heavily disagreed with, I feel it's warranted to have a certain reaction based off of a certain story written. So I guess it's hard because I think he made a statement in the moment surrounding a loud minority, and then there are people like Angela, like, I really loved you, I appreciated you, and I don't know if it was targeted towards that part of the fan base, and it was targeted towards a specific situation, and maybe, you know, it's better to keep that to yourself, but when family members are involved, it reaches a point differently publicly. That one is a very interesting case when it comes to that statement made by Joel Embiid, but I've always sided on Joel Embiid's side when it comes to reacting to the story that was written at that particular time.
Yes.
So it's hard to separate it. Personally, it's hard to separate that specific instance between I did everything for this city and what he was dealing with emotionally when reading a story that he felt crossed the line. And personally, I felt crossed the line as well. So that one's a little sticky of a situation. But I understand it didn't come off great of I did everything for this city. But when you look at the context, I'm willing to give Embiid a pass if my memory serves me right on that whole timeline. That's the caveat. Let's go to Dave in Northfield. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good to hear you. Interesting conversation today. Good show.
Thank you.
I think that when people talk about the Sixers and the frustration and everything, that part I get. But when I hear people talk about Embiid and, you know, he should be this or he should be that, and they talk about like I was listening to one of the shows earlier today, and they say, can you name the top five Sixers of the last 25 years? And they said it was much harder to do the Sixers than other Philly teams from other sports.
Yes.
I think that you can't compare players from today, from yesterday, because I'm a kid of the 60s and 70s. I actually got to watch two different franchises where we had tickets. One was the Nets and the ABA. And the other was the Sixers and the NBA. And the reason why we did that was because I was a Dr. J fan. So I saw him win two championships in Long Island and then the championship here in Philly. And my whole time growing up, those players gave it all. But when they signed a big contract, it was like $2 million, $3 million. You know, a guy signed like a $5 million contract, and they were like, oh, my God, it set a record. Today, these guys,
who aren't even good get $20 and $30 million contracts, yeah. And then the superstars get $100 million.
Yeah. It's wild. Dave, I thought about this, not to get too sidetracked with it, but when Juan Soto, for example, signs a deal that's like $800 million, I go, well, the expectation is to still hit 280. You're not hitting 450 because now you're getting paid $800 million. So it's crazy how that changes just where we are in sport. Like, this money is out of this it's unfathomable type of money, and that has to change your mental approach, whether you like to admit it or not.
Well, I think the thing that changes is the mentality of the player, because a lot of people say just what you said. There's an expectation from the fans and everybody that you should be playing at a certain level. But if you're that player and somebody gives you $100 million,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your attitude's going to change. I don't care what anybody says, and you're going to be like, I just got $100 million. You're not going to tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. And they get that, like, we know what we're doing kind of attitude, because they were rewarded with all this money.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It really is crazy. And I don't know where they go from here, unfortunately. I don't. It's a shame. I cannot believe. Now, if you told me it didn't work by the end of the process, you could probably sell me that there's some hiccups along the way. But to be here, this low, this disgusting of a franchise, I can't say I saw this coming. And it's a damn shame, Dave. It really is.
Well, I think injuries, there's nothing you could do other than take care of them. So they happened. And now the players, along with the team backing them up, have to take care of the injuries. And as far as the mistakes that took place over the last 12 or 15 years, you know, especially the last 10 with Embiid and him, you know, he missed his first two seasons in the NBA completely. People forget that. So this guy's got a percentage of playing in the NBA that's very low from the time he was first drafted till today. I don't understand how the public doesn't realize this.
Yeah.
He's never been reliable, but when he's good, he's really good. He just hasn't met expectations, because we want to see the team win in the championship rounds. You know, we want a playoff winner, and we're not getting that, so therefore we're disappointed. At least we want to see you try hard enough where you make a good showing. And we're missing that that Tug McGraw, that you know, type of attitude.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's fair.
I
agree. Yeah, I do. I think there is a missing element of that. Dave, your advice to me now that I'm a parent of two.
My advice to you is this. Have plenty of patience and love them no matter what and be forgiving when it's appropriate. And just teach them good habits and good things.
I love
it. And they'll be great.
Dave, thank you so much for that. I like that. You're right. Be patient. Teach them the right things. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. See, it's so raw. I'm still kind of in awe that the second baby, I thought I had till August. She decided to meet mom and dad a little early, which is
throws you for a shock.
I just wasn't prepared.
Right.
I had to build the crib. I had to build the dresser. I had to get some things going. We had to do the painting of the wall in her bedroom. So the last few days has been chaotic as chaotic can be. But I start to think of, when they're 3 and 2 and they're 4 and 2, when they're those ages, they're running around, one's kicking the soccer ball, they're out back, they're chasing one another, that whole thing. Far away from that. I mean, we're dealing way far away from that. But that's what I start to think about, those two. So my neighbor, they're about 40, I'd say, give or take. I'm rounding, but they have 2 daughters, and we see them. They play soccer, they play wiffle ball. They're on the driveway, and they're on their scooters, and they're wearing Cinderella dresses, and they got a tiara on as they're riding their bike around their cul-de-sac. And then I just say, well, that's going to be Brooklyn and Mia in a couple years. Training wheels on, and they don't have them on anymore. I'm like, yo, dude, no training wheels. They're like, yeah.
Happens quick, man.
I know. Then I'm going to be walking her down the aisle. Oh, my God.
Sheesh. You got a long time for that.
I got to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah. I'm reading this the same exact story about Embiid last night.
Yeah, it's so long.
Quick thing here on Nicholas Batum. It said Nicholas, obviously Batum, who's not with us anymore. His quote out of that article was, "I was sitting next to him in the locker room," said Batum. "I saw his knee before and after every single game. He shook his head. I saw his knee. I have no idea how he's even able to walk on that knee." Is what they say.
I know. That's why I fall in the category of did he take every single step properly health wise? Probably not. We all haven't. But I think majority of the issues with Embiid is not controllable. I think it's Byron Buxton. Byron Buxton on the field is amazing.
Right.
He can't stay healthy. Mm-mm. And that's the problem. And I don't think Byron Buxton is some bum who doesn't care about baseball. I just think some guys are more fragile than others. Again, that doesn't mean he's taken every necessary step possible throughout his career, because he probably didn't. We know there was a Chick-fil-A addiction. There were the Shirley Temples. But after a couple of years, that stuff did go away, and he didn't eat 7,000 calories of Chick-fil-A milkshakes anymore rather quickly. And I just think a lot of it is just unfortunate on Yao Ming and Bill Walton, and the list goes on how many big guys just don't have the career. I think it's more just unfortunate than it is Joel Embiid's a problem, and he's the reason why he can't stay upright.
Listen, he's got discount brake pads. Sometimes you pay a little extra. Brake pads last year on that stop and go. His they're just going early, man.
Yeah. Now there is more on this, and we'll continue to react to the big story on ESPN. But Joel Embiid says he doesn't appreciate when people claim he cares too much about individual awards. Quote, "If you are in position to win MVP, I don't care who you are, you're going to go after it. Because I never believed I would be in this position, first of all. Second of all, when I got to the league, I thought, yeah, maybe I'll have a chance to be a great defender. I never thought I was going to actually be this good offensively." So he thought, we got to strike when the iron's hot. See, I don't have a problem with caring about individual awards. You don't think Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers likes to win MVPs? I think it's like anything. It's a step of another process. If you want to be great, you're going to win an MVP along the way of trying to be great. If you want to be one of the best centers in all of basketball, you are going to stumble upon being in the mix of being an MVP. Jalen Hurts next year will most likely be in the conversation of MVP. It's okay to think winning an MVP is an accolade to check off the box list, your checklist to check that box while trying to win a championship. It coexists and aligns with the ultimate goal, which is be the best version of yourself. It's not as if the award goes to the bummest of the bum. And like, hey, if you're a bum this year, you get this award. Oh, yeah, I want to be a bum so I can go win the award. No, it's play your best. And when you play your best, you can fall into the mix of winning this award. And if that moves the needle for you while you're trying to get to the end goal, which is win a championship, I don't see there being an issue with that at all. So that never bothered me. Let's go to Sean in Limerick. How's it going, Sean?
Hey, good afternoon, bros. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. Before I want to start, I know you're not doing it today, but congratulations on everything with Puck It Up and flying the flag for the orange and black in the city. I've said it before, but looking forward to hearing you and the godfather of Philadelphia hockey on Friday from Hickey and Pete's there. So.
I love it. Thank you, Sean.
So I'll give you advice at the end here for the kid situation and touch on the Schwarber contract. But from the Sixers, the word that comes to me, and I saw this come through my phone from Shams tweet on earlier in the week, I believe it was Monday maybe or whatever it was, apathy. I'm just apathetic to this situation that we've put ourselves in with the Sixers. And I've been at the point during his tenure here with Joel Embiid where it was Joel Embiid. But then you start looking, I mean, a lot of these players, when they play for these, you know, towns and they start their career, I mean, these were teenagers, young kids. I mean, if somebody was grading me when I was 17 or 18 making decisions, I'm sure they'd have a hell of a lot of things to say on the sports radio thing. So I don't look at it from that aspect at this point. He's made a lot of mistakes. We all know what those mistakes look like. I do think he is truly injured and things are going wrong. I put the blame sorely at the feet of the Sixers at this point, and I put it from a creativity standpoint and an unwillingness to live life without Joel Embiid standpoint. Like, just look what happened this year. And I'm not saying I agree with the trade, but the Dallas Mavericks said, hey, Luka Doncic, you're not getting in shape. We're getting off of you. Whether you agree with it or say they're crazy or not, like, well, that team said, hey, we have standards. We have a thing that we want you to live up to. And if you don't, we'll take the heat. We're going to ship you out. And the Sixers at some point have had to come to that realization, like, well before we got to, like, hey, he's untradeable. His knees don't work. Like, they have him in-house. They know his dirty laundry. They know what goes on. They know his body. Like, at some point, they have to be comfortable without living without Joel Embiid. And if not, you're on the last year of his contract, not throwing him another huge three-year deal on top of it. And then it's like literally putting paint on a house that has a foundation issue. We have one superstar that's broken down, and we're like, hey, he wants us to go get another mid-30-year-old superstar who never has played a full season in his life and is traditionally injured. Let's just go slap some paint on it, call it a new team, and let's get excited for it. And here we are with Paul George. So instead of last season going after Paul George, be creative. Throw in athletic young role players. They've never done that. So, like, my situation with them is just apathy and uncreativity. Like, it's like, just go for a big name, James Harden, Paul George, and let's throw them next to a broken-down superstar. And we expect us to be like, oh, why don't we get out of the second round of the playoffs? Why don't we make the playoffs? It's frustrating.
Yeah, listen, I think you're right, and I think you nailed a lot of things there. There was once a time, and we're past it now, but there was once a time where I think I was in the mindset of Daryl Morey, which is just go get the best players, go get the biggest superstars, throw them together, and make it work. But now, as you see, the league has changed. It's younger, it's faster, it's more athletic, it's deeper rosters, it's less about the three-headed monster of legitimate stars, power of Kyrie Irving and James Harden and Kevin Durant, and now it's more about cohesion and building a team and really finding structure and playing the right way, and you got to find a way somehow to get to that point. And I don't know if you can with Embiid and Paul George. Now, you might be able to with VJ and McCain and Maxey, and there could be something with building a team through that youth, but you got to find a way to cut ties, and I don't know if they can cut ties with these two guys.
Agreed, 100% agreed there. On the Schwarber contract, jumping to the Philly side, a little more positive there. I've been hesitant since 08 with that 08 team. I think we rode that team too long, handed out too many long-term contracts that really hampered that franchise. But watching Schwarber this year and then last night, it just brings me back to that scene from Rounders, the end of Rounders, where he's like, pay the man his money. That's exactly how I felt after watching him hit the three bombs last night to win the NL MVP for the All-Star game. Just pay Schwarber a 3-4-year contract. That man brings more than just the hitting. You can tell even when he's on an All-Star team, the vibes he brings and what he brings to the locker room, I think that's going to be needed. I mean, that guy is just going to mash balls until he's 42. Pay the man the money at this point from my perspective.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they don't get something done with Kyle Schwarber. Now, I'm not telling you it's a lock, but I do think that they have very high interest to make it happen. Sean, before I let you go, the side question, I need some help. I need advice.
Yeah, so we're in a Philly sports town, so my advice to you is pretty simple. Take the kids, even when it's going to be a pain, and it will be a pain when they're extremely young, to as many sporting events as possible. Go through those growing pains, because I have two boys that are 15 months apart, and now they're 13 and 14, and it's ritual for us. And, you know, those moments that we create regularly every summer, every winter, whatever sporting event we go to, it's spectacular, and it's one of those things that I believe will be carried on well after they move out of our house and get older. Those will be traditions that we carry on, opening day, things like that. And listen, there were times when I have two-year-old and a three-year-old at a baseball game, and it's not going as well. But you go through those trials and tribulations, because on the back end, those memories you're going to create are unbelievable. So,
yeah, I love it, Sean. Thank you so much. No doubt about it. Sometimes I think about that when I – well, we have a little tradition now where Brooklyn, who is – at the time, you know, 14, 13 months. She doesn't know exactly what she's watching. But when it was 1 o'clock on Sunday, she came down in the basement. She hung out with me. She watched the game, the whole thing. And she didn't know what was going on. But when they do get older, oh, there's no doubt. Sunday, we're going.
Good way to get them tired.
Yep.
A little bit of hooting and hollering down at the barn.
Hey, come down in the basement. We're watching. We're watching the Eagles game. All right, come down the bay. We're watching the Fly Guys. 7 o'clock, Flyers-Rangers at MSG. We're watching. And we'll see where the passion goes from there. 215-592-9494. A lot of interesting conversation right now in regards to the Sixers. Tremendous job. Can't wait to continue talking to all of you beautiful people. 215-592-9494. Do the Sixers even deserve the energy that I'm giving out right now? Because I care, and I probably care way too much, and I probably care a lot considering where they currently are. And I can't let that go. I am disgusted with the Sixers franchise, and I can't be apathetic. I can't have no apathy. No more apathy. Did I say that wrong? I don't know. I can't stand this team. My brain doesn't work. I need Sixers basketball back. Am I crazy to care this much about my team, even though I don't get the respect back in return? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will continue taking your calls. And there is a thief at the radio station. And we need to do some digging. It's Broads. In for the afternoon show on 94WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.